Now, with the magic touch of radio, we transport you all to the home of Baby Snooks.
Well, Snooks, it's bedtime.
I'm sleepy, Daddy.
Just the same, you've got to go to bed.
Why?
Because everybody has to sleep. It's impossible to burn the candle at both ends.
Which candle?
No candle. It's just an allegorical expression.
Let's burn it, Daddy.
Snooks, there's nothing to burn.
Why?
When you hear of a person burning a candle at both ends, he hasn't really got a candle and he's not burning either end.
Is he burning in the middle?
No, it's just a symbolic phrase. Now, come on. You've had a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner. You've played with your toys. Now it's time to go to sleep.
I want some more turkeys.
More turkeys?
Yeah, from both ends.
Now, look here, Snooks. If you eat another mouthful of turkey, you'll burst.
Will I?
Certainly. You weigh enough to feed an army. One more piece and you'd positively explode.
Well, give me a piece and hide behind the door.
No, no more turkey.
Oh, I want some more turkey.
It'll poison you.
I want some poison.
Don't try to bribe me. Get your things off.
I don't want.
Oh, please. Here's the wishbone. You can have this.
No turkey on it.
Well, you can make a wish with it. You take one end and I'll take the other. And whoever gets the largest piece gets a wish. Come on. Pull.
All right. I got it, Daddy.
Fine. Now you can have whatever you wish for.
Can I?
Yes. What did you wish for?
More turkey.
All right, you little glutton. I'll give you some more turkey.
Would you give me some white meat?
Yes, I'll give you some white meat.
I don't like white meat.
All right, then I'll give you some dark meat.
I don't want no dark meat.
Well, for heaven's sake, what do you want? Now, that's enough, Snooks. I'm not going to let you drive me crazy tonight.
Why?
Because this is one day of the year I don't want to have to spank you. It's Thanksgiving, and we should all be joyful.
When is it Christmas?
After Thanksgiving.
I want Christmas to come first.
Well, you can't change the holidays around.
What's a holiday?
Well, people make holidays to celebrate big events.
Mm-hmm.
George Washington's birthday is a holiday. Lincoln's birthday is a holiday.
How did they get born on holiday?
They didn't get born on holiday.
You said they did.
No. They were born on ordinary days, but they became so famous that people celebrate their birthdays as holidays. Take George Washington, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Why do people celebrate his birthday and not mine?
Because he never told a lie.
No. Because he was a famous president and I'm just a non-entity. I'm nothing at all. Just another drab, colorless human piece of flotsam.
I think you're wonderful, Daddy.
Thanks. Oh, well, at any rate, people make those holidays and we all celebrate. It gives little girls like you a chance to stay home from school. Is that clear?
It's clear. Daddy.
What?
I ain't going to school tomorrow.
Why not?
Because I just made a holiday.
You made a holiday?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to celebrate?
My pussycat's birthday.
Oh, ridiculous. The national holiday is only for a great event. What did your pussycat do that called for a holiday?
She had six kittens.
Well, there's nothing remarkable about that.
Could you do it?
Now, listen, folks. I'm trying to explain to you that a national holiday must be some great occasion, like Thanksgiving Day.
What's Thanksgiving Day, Daddy?
Well, if you'll get undressed and get into bed, I'll tell you the whole story.
All right.
Well, to begin with, some states celebrate Thanksgiving a week earlier than others.
Why?
I don't know. You'll have to ask the president.
Call him up, Daddy.
No, not now. Thanksgiving used to be the last Thursday in November. That's the day when the pilgrims landed in America.
They landed last Thursday?
Yes.
I want to see them.
Oh, you can't see them.
Why?
Because they're all dead. They started out for America over 300 years ago.
And they just got here Thursday?
No, they didn't get here last Thursday. They got here in 1706. It was over 300 years ago that they arrived.
Oh, yes.
The pilgrims. So now we celebrate their arrival by killing a turkey. And everybody's supposed to be thankful.
The turkey too?
Turkeys don't know about Thanksgiving. We use the turkey as a symbol because that's the first food the pilgrims found.
Who's the pilgrims?
The people who first came here. They landed on Plymouth Rock.
The turkey?
No, the pilgrims. On Plymouth Rock.
Who's he?
Who's he? Mm. Plymouth Rock. The rock they landed on.
Who did the rock land on?
The rock didn't land on anybody. They landed on the rock.
Who landed?
The pilgrims.
Oh. Why?
Because they've been traveling on the ocean for over 6 weeks. And they were practically...
Who traveled?
The pilgrims! And that's why they were happy when they landed at Plymouth Rock. That's over 300 years ago. The name of the boat is the Mayflower.
Were you with them, Daddy?
Oh, of course not. Do I look that old?
I don't know.
Well, I wasn't with them. But I'm proud to say my forefathers were.
Did you have forefathers, Daddy?
Certainly. Everybody has forefathers.
Me too?
Yes.
Where's the other three?
Oh, don't start that. I'm talking about my ancestors. My forebears.
Your ancestors had four bears?
Sure.
How many bears did your uncle have?
My uncle didn't have any bears. Nobody had any bears. My ancestors were my forebears. Understand?
Understand.
Well, what do I mean?
Your aunt had four sisters, and they were all bears.
That's right. Now go to sleep.
No, finish the story.
Not if you're going to keep interrupting me. Will you be quiet?
Uh-huh.
All right. After the pilgrims landed on the rock, they went and found a clearing in the woods. They built cabins. But pretty soon, all their food supplies gave out. They were about to starve. Uh-huh. When one of the pilgrims rushed in with the thing we all eat now for Thanksgiving. Do you know what that was?
Uh-huh. The rock.
No, it was a turkey!
Well, who ate the rock?
No! I just told you Plymouth Rock is where they landed, that's all.
Well, where is it?
No. Could it be possible you don't know where Plymouth Rock is? Could that be?
Could be.
Well, I guess that makes you the only child in America who doesn't know that. That's really a distinction.
I'm a wonderful dad.
You're incredible. Mm-hmm. Why, Plymouth Rock is in... don't they teach you anything in that broken-down school?
Well, where is Plymouth Rock, Dad?
It's in Maine or Denver or one of those eastern states. I think. It doesn't matter. Now say your prayers and go to sleep.
All right, Daddy. Dear angel, I want to thank you for my wonderful daddy and my mommy and my little brothers and for all the turkey, too. And I hope all the poor little children get plenty of Thanksgiving dinner like me. And please, dear angel, make Plymouth Rock be in Idaho.
Why, Snook, what kind of a strange request is that?
Well, yesterday we had to write a composition about Thanksgiving.
Yes?
And that's what I put on my paper.
Good night.
Good night, Daddy.
That's all we have time for. Good night, folks.